Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
How do we get Kevin to eat Miracle Whip?
Isn't that just whipped cream?
No.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
It's Friday!
Uh-oh!
Yeah!
Woo!
And it's a three-day weekend.
Yeah! Although we still have to do stuff on Monday, but that's okay.
Well, we're going to be on Fox 40 on Studio 40 Live on Monday talking about Cards for Kids. If you want to watch it, it is a very highly rated show.
Those guys are fun.
Super fun, super funny. Announcer Scott is great.
I'm very attracted to him.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I think he's handsome.
Okay.
But also he's very funny.
And he does all of the announcing for the Kings. That's a very prestigious position to be in.
Yep, and he does a lot of stuff with Sac Republic.
That's fun.
Okay, imagine a world where, I mean, my husband would never divorce me, so he'd have to die, which is terrible, okay? It's super sad. And can't you see he and I being a super fun couple?
I don't know him that well, so I don't have any frame of reference for this.
He's a good dude.
Great sense of humor.
He's very nice. Every time I see him, he's super nice.
Oh, yeah.
He's
bubbly.
Yes.
He's at
Announcer Scott on Instagram.
This is your guy.
Yeah, I think he's very handsome.
It's not, he doesn't have the look that you typically go for.
No. I always thought he was handsome.
Right.
But then his personality definitely kicks that up to a 10.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah. Hmm. Tall.
All right.
Become friends with him, Gavin.
What's that?
And then you'll be attracted to him.
Yeah, you'll be attracted to him, too.
Is that how it works?
Yes.
Are you attracted to him?
I'm attracted to his personality.
Yeah, right?
He's got a bubbly personality.
I mean, he's the kind of person you want to be around.
Okay.
God, I hope someone texts him right now and be like, you're not going to believe what's happening
asleep,
on.
He's asleep, I'm sure. Sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
Quick.
All right, so on Monday.
He followed me, so I followed him back.
Oh, good. Oh. Wow, he'd probably been following you for a while.
Yeah, probably.
And you didn't follow him back?
I didn't know. I didn't know. I don't get the notifications.
After Katie professes her love for him on Monday when we're on Studio 40
Live. I'm not
going
to do that.
Why don't you be like, hey, I'm following you now.
Why don't I profess my love and make him pick?
Oh, yeah. Who's going to get the rose?
He would never choose you.
How do you know?
Because
what?
Because he appreciates me. We're friends, and you wouldn't even follow him back. He's going to suddenly like you more than me?
But he's been following me for a while. Maybe I'm the girl he's been pining after all this time.
Definitely not.
The girl throwing herself at him.
Definitely not.
We're going to make, you know what? Now we're going to make him pick.
Yep.
If you were to spend a lifetime of matrimony with me or Katie, which one would it be?
And it can't be based on gender. It has to be based on personality.
No!
Okay,
no.
It
can be based on whatever the hell he wants.
Okay. I was just trying to take that out of the equation so that he wouldn't automatically choose me simply because he's a straight man.
No, I'll let him. I mean, it would be a Clooney kind of relationship.
Okay.
We would be man and wife, yes. But I mean, if he wants to bed women, I get it. Go,
okay.
Do it.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'm going to do it too.
Sure. Okay.
We're not in this for the sex. We're in it for the camaraderie.
Okay. Oh, got it.
And the appreciation.
Right. Man, this is going to be the best Studio 40 Live they've ever had.
Follow him on Instagram at AnnouncerScott. Please send him messages
saying, not such a-
oh my gosh, the Wake Up Call was talking about you. And he's going to go, who? And we're going to go, nobody knows.
Right.
And Katie from the Wake Up Call has a crush on you.
I don't have a crush
on
him.
That's literally how this started.
No, I said I'm attracted to him.
What's the difference?
You've never been attracted to somebody that you don't have a crush on?
They're interchangeable expressions for me. Are they for you?
Yes.
What's the difference? Walk us through the difference between I'm attracted to somebody and I have a crush on them.
A crush means you have romantic feelings towards them.
Oh, it's more serious. Oh.
I think so.
Well, everything that you said after you said that you are attracted to him makes it sound like you have a crush on him. Because everything else, you were talking about his personality. And how much you love being around him.
I do.
Well, that sounds like a crush.
I feel like a crush is somebody that, like, you want.
Yeah, but you can't.
I wish Scott would stop trying to break up my marriage.
Oh, wow. It's his fault. You're absolutely right.
Well, don't be charming.
Because he's giving you too many thoughts.
Right. All right, so we're going to be on Studio 40 Live Monday at 11 a.m. if you want to watch us. And can we put in a request that Scott interviews us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels right. It right. feels right at this point.
Even if he doesn't, we'll talk to Scott. He doesn't leave the set. We'll talk to him.
We'll yell at him from across the set. Yeah. He'll be showing off some very nice wardrobe that some very nice ladies from right. Roseville brought in. We'll be yep. like, Scott!
Scott!
Look over here!
Pink! You have to choose!
I love how this segment on Studio 40 Live on Monday is going to start with 10 seconds us talking about cards for kids. And for the next 2 minutes, we're talking about, this is why you should love me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.